Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today we're going to talk to Midwest Modified driver Kobe Kath. We're also going to hear from Andy Altenberg from Altenberg Construction about the Stock Car Nationals at Deer Creek Speedway. We're going to hear from Zach Gerhart from Zach Sales and Service, and a little more information about our local Napa stores right after a few words from our sponsors.
Are you ready for some earth-shaking, horsepower-filled stock cars grabbing the soil for every bit of traction they can muster? Then don't miss the Deer Creek Speedway Stock Car Nationals, Saturday night, September 14th. The stock cars will also be joined by the exciting side-by-side racing of the USRA Hobby Stock Division. Gates open at 4, hot laps at 5:30, followed by racing at 6 p.m. Don't miss a minute of the racing action Saturday night, September 14th at Deer Creek Speedway. It's the Stock Car Nationals. See DeerCreekSpeedway.com for more details.
It's Pete the Sauce Man here, bringing you today's weather forecast. Okay, who am I kidding? It's always barbecue weather. Whether you're cooking on your smoker, grill, or inside your kitchen, there's a 100% chance of deliciousness when you use Cookies barbecue sauces and seasoning. You can always count on our full line of Cookies products to enhance meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get recipes and join our sauce squad at CookiesBBQ.com. And remember, rain or shine, it's Cookies barbecue time.
Cookies is the one. Hi, this is Steve from Poles Electric. Do you have electrical projects in your future? Poles Electric can help. Poles Electric offers industrial, commercial, farm, and residential electrical services in Minnesota and Northern Iowa. We have 24-hour emergency service, design build, automation, underground boring, solar installation, and much more. Poles Electric has a great staff and can assist you with your electrical needs. Look us up at ColesElectric.com or call us at 507-451-1387.
Right now at Napa Auto Parts, you can power up your tool collection with Milwaukee Tools and even get more for your money. Buy select Milwaukee Tools and get free goods all through our Easy E-Rebate program. That's right, grab the tools you need and get bonus gear when you shop at Napa Auto Parts. This offer ends September 30th, so don't miss out. Visit your local Napa store today and take advantage of this limited time offer. Offer ends 9/30/24. Visit MilwaukeeTool.com/E-Rebate/Napa for details.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a power lift architectural door on your home or cabin. Power lift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
This is Justin Milkey from Milkey Oil Company, this region's premier VG race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on the Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Midwest Modified driver Kobe Kath. And Kobe, your father had some great drivers in his car before your oldest brother Kylie came along and started driving for him. What are some of your earliest memories of racing or race cars as a little kid?
Oh, geez. I mean, well, it goes back to even just my mom taking us down there. And I mean, we'd all ride down there, but we'd go down there to watch. Kenny, I guess, was the last driver that I knew in my memory, watching him race. But we'd go down there and she'd bring us in the stands and we'd be playing around in the sandbox and stuff. But that's about as far back as I could remember was Kenny driving.
Kenny Witaski in your dad's car was bad fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he always had pretty good luck with my dad's car and even in some of his own stuff, too. And them two worked pretty good together for a while.
Let's start with growing up with four brothers. Did you boys try your mom's patience?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was about every day. We'd always be wrestling around in a in the living room and seeing who was the toughest, you know.
She probably almost needed GPS smartwatches on you boys to keep track of you.
Yeah, no kidding. We'd all be out there milking cows, and all of a sudden one of us would take off, and it'd be a search party looking for us out there.
Also, four brothers with names that start with K. Kylie, Caden, Cullen, and Kobe. What is the story behind the letter K?
You know, I don't even know what the story behind that is. I guess that's just how we all got named. I think my mom liked K's, and that's what she stuck with, I guess. I'm not sure.
Over the past 17 years, I've had your three brothers on the Dirt Show. Kylie's the oldest, and I think he was about 14 or 15 when I had him in here doing an interview, because I remember I asked him about getting to the studio, and he said I'd have to get a ride from my mom, so he couldn't drive yet. Caden was the second, and I think I actually had your younger brother Cullen on before you. Have you run into any other groups of brothers that race together like you guys over the years?
You know, I mean, I know there's quite a few brothers out there racing, but I mean, I don't know any of them that there's four brothers that all race together or something close to that, I guess. It's just kind of something cool and something we all like doing.
It is amazing that all of you enjoy doing the same thing, and it really is a huge family affair. When you go to the tracks, everybody brings their wives or their girlfriends or their kids, and your mom and dad come. When the cast show up, it's a huge group.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a deal that it's just part of our life, you know. I mean, we all try getting there as much as we can, and it's just awesome to get all of us together, you know, every week pretty much, and just hang out with all the nieces and nephews and everyone.
And when you try to explain that to non-racing people, they really don't understand it. But when you think about it, there's people that go snowmobiling together, they go fishing together, they go hunting together. You guys just happen to go racing together.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I mean, I don't do a whole lot of the other stuff. I do a little ice fishing, but I never really got into much other stuff. It was always wrestling growing up and then racing in the summer.
Explain how fans can identify each brother by number and color. I know your mom had a great t-shirt made for the fans out there that shows each car and each number color so you can identify each one of you boys.
Yeah, I mean, well, Kylie's usually either orange or he's green, and then Caden's always been pink numbers, and I've always been with the blue, and then Cullen's usually yellow or, well, this year he's kind of greenish too, but yeah, it could get a little tough if we all got together. They were all the same color, but we got all different letters on the back side of the number two, which helps it out, but they all look a lot alike.
You work at Olympic Fire Protection during the day, and that was started by Steve Justin. Steve has been a big race sponsor and a huge race supporter over the years.
Oh, yeah. Steve has helped us out so much just with everything, and he's a really, really good guy. Him and Carlene both, they did a lot for the racing community and everything.
What do you do at Olympic Fire Protection during the day?
I'm one of the field fitters, so I'm out in the field installing the pipe and all the sprinkler pipe and doing stuff like that.
The old race shop in Meriden, no one would ever guess the amount of wins that came out of that old shop and all of the drivers and all of the cars that were prepared there. That thing's got a lot of history.
Oh, yeah. Well, my dad talks about when they put that old race shop together. He was just a kid, and him and his brothers and his dad, they all put that together with old barn wood that they had got from down the street. And it still stands to this day, and me and Cullen still use that shop.
And the cool thing is that stands on some of your family's property, correct?
Yep. Back in the day, my grandpa used to have a little feed store there and little gas station feed store there, and he always parked the gas trucks back in where we have the race cars now. But, yeah, it's been in the family for a while.
A lot of people still talk about that gas station and your grandpa. He was a fixture there in Meriden, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Everyone that knew him, they loved him and everything. I don't have a whole lot of memories with him. Every memory I have is good, but he was getting older, and I was still pretty young when he passed away.
I'm sure you would enjoy knowing that you still have family gatherings there, like the 40th annual horseshoe tournament in March. When the cast get together for a gathering, there's always a lot of food and a whole lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we still do the horseshoes every winter, and there's not as many people as there used to be, but it's still a lot of fun getting everyone together, and that's what it's all about. It's just about having fun out there.
Your dad has always enjoyed working on race cars and helping each one of you out in the pits over the years. Is he still down there and as active as he used to be?
He's still down there quite a bit and helps us out. We have questions, he'll help us out on stuff and whatever. But he's not down there quite as much as he used to be. But he's planning on putting together one last race car and having someone drive it, one of us four drive it, this upcoming year. So I'm sure he'll be down there quite a bit this winter.
And I know I graduated from high school with your mom, and she has helped with the team with her garden and is always down at the park market every Saturday. If you want to go down there and support Kath Racing, just go over and see Tebra and buy some of her vegetables or her canned goods. And she is the number one Kath fan in the entire grandstand.
Oh, yeah. She's always been all of our biggest fans. And I mean, I'm not going to say there's favorites. I know she probably does have her favorites, but that market she does help a lot with us. And she does everything she possibly can, every minute she can, to help us out. If she ain't helping us out, she's usually canning goods and doing stuff in the garden, usually. She stays really busy.
One of the earliest memories I have of your racing team is that double trailer. Do you still have that?
No, we just got rid of that a couple years ago because we all got our own trailers now. But, yeah, Kylie and Caden used that a lot back in the day, pulling both of their cars there with one truck, and it worked pretty good for that. But
back in September of 2022, you and Cullen had an epic battle at Chateau Speedway, with you eventually picking up the win. Do you race even harder when you see your brother pull up next to you trying to pass you?
For sure. If I see one of my brothers next to me, that's probably when I race the hardest. And I think we can all agree that we all race the hardest when we're racing next to each other and battling for positions. But we always race pretty clean with each other.
I would definitely agree. I started seeing it with Kylie and Caden, and I've seen it with Caden and yourself. I've seen it with Caden and Cullen. You guys aren't going to give an inch because you all grew up together and you want to go home and say, hey, I won last night, not you.
Yeah, it's nice having a little bit of bragging rights if you can pull off the win versus the brother, but our dad always tells us, no matter what, just don't wreck each other. Whoever gets it, if we are going for the win, it's all going back to the same camp, so we don't want to wreck each other and do something like that.
Absolutely, because you know if you wreck it, you are going to be the one fixing it the next day, and it's going to be a long day in the shop.
For sure, for sure.
Is one brother better at engine work, one brother better at setup or welding? Do you all have individual skills on the race car that you share?
Well, the older two brothers know a little bit more than probably me and Cullen. just because they've been around it a lot longer, or been more into it a lot longer. But no, we're all getting pretty good. I'd say Kylie and Caden know a little bit more about setup than me and Cullen do, but we all kind of take notes off each other and bounce them back and forth and see what works and what doesn't work, so that works out pretty good.
I know when I interviewed Cullen, he said that you had become a homeowner. That kind of changes your perspective, because now not only do you try to have to maintain a race car, but you're also maintaining a home.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I got this house 3 years ago, and it's a fixer-upper, so I've been doing a lot of that and racing and other stuff at the same time, and it gets to be a lot, but it's just something I got to do, and I love racing, so I'm not going to stop doing that. It just slowed down a little bit.
And now with the birth of Harley, you are really busy.
Oh, for sure, yeah. No, everything did get really busy, but no, I wouldn't trade it for the world. She's the best.
And she is growing really fast, and it sounds like the whole family had a great time at the Fall Jamboree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, she's just doing perfect. Better than what I could ask for sure, and she makes me and everyone else laugh all the time by all the faces she makes, and no, she's just a blast to be around, and really happy to have her.
Another major announcement for people that may not have heard, you are getting married. Congratulations. What are the plans? Do you have a date set yet?
No, we've been talking about it. One thing that I just wanted to do before we planned a date was I didn't really want to plan it. I wanted to plan it next fall probably, but we don't have any dates set yet. But kind of don't want to plan it on a day that ends up racing, so we kind of want to work around that.
We always jokingly say between the Dirt Show gang, who would ever get married during racing season?
Yeah, no kidding. I got a little grief from my fiance for that. She says that doesn't matter, but no, I just want to get married when it's just, I mean, it doesn't matter when we get married for sure, but it'd just be nice to do it when my brothers don't have to take off racing and my family don't have to take off racing to come watch us get married, but either way, it'll be fun.
How did you two meet? Because she seems to be a perfect fit for the whole family.
We met actually in high school. We went to high school together and never really did anything in high school until after we got out of high school and we started hanging out, and she started coming to the racetrack, and she loved it. So after that, everything just took off.
With the house, the baby, your fiance, an upcoming wedding, you still managed to pick up a win this season at Chateau Speedway back in June. Walk us through that whole night.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Yeah, I remember that night at Chateau. We were racing the feature there, and I managed to get up to the lead right away. Can't remember exactly where I started. I want to say it was third row, but managed to get up to the lead right away and had quite a few cautions, I do remember, because it was getting pretty slick out there. And then all of a sudden, right at the end of the race, it started raining on us. So they ended up throwing the caution checkered after the white.
And I tell you what, you got to be sitting up there thinking, Caden's back there and Cullen's back there. I better not make a mistake because I know they're coming.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Is Caden is really good and so is Cullen. If I make one mistake, that's enough for them to get by me. So I just gotta stay calm and try to do the best I can.
Caden ended up winning the Midwest Modifieds Point Championship at Chateau Speedway. Cullen finished second, and you finished eighth. With all you have going on, that is pretty cool that you and your brothers accomplished all of that together.
Yeah, no, it was really cool, and Cullen held on to the point lead at Chateau for all the season besides the last show, which was pretty cool to watch him do that, but it's still really cool to watch them two go first and second. I wish I could have made a couple more shows there. Probably would have got a little bit better in the points, but I guess try next year, try making it to race for points is what my goal is.
Favorite memory of racing at Chateau Speedway?
My favorite memory is probably 3 years ago, I believe it was, at Chateau when they had the B-Mods and the Midwest Mods together. And I remember we were racing. There was three of us going for the lead. It was me and Travis Underdahl and Caden all going for the lead. And I remember I got it. I took the lead on the last lap, and I ended up getting the win there. That was by far my favorite memory of Chateau.
You bring that up. We were there that night. That was one hell of a race, and the whole crowd was going crazy, especially the section around your mom.
Yeah, no, that was for sure my favorite race ever, to this day at least. But I was really fortunate to be the one that came out on top of that one. It was really fun racing with them guys.
What other tracks have you towed to and tried and would like to get back to?
So I guess I've been to Chateau and Lansing. I've been to Deer Creek and Spring Valley, and then I've been to Mississippi Thunder and Fountain City. And them three tracks I like a lot. I'd like to get over to Mississippi Thunder a little more often, but it's a little bit more of a drive for me.
What did you think of the banking at Mississippi Thunder?
Yeah, it's banked pretty good there. I think it's banked about probably somewhat close to Deer Creek, but I remember the first time I ever went to Deer Creek, first time racing on it, it was like, wow, I was just amazed because I was just used to Lansing. So you can keep a lot more speed up there at Deer Creek or Mississippi Thunder compared to Lansing.
I've seen some of the drivers that have come from tracks where they're used to running on a flatter surface, and it takes them a while to get the hang of that banking, but once they do, they really like it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like them both, I guess. I don't have a favorite. I just like a track. As long as it's racy and there's passing, that makes me happy to race on it.
Who helps you out on the car as far as sponsorship?
So this year I got Michelet's Trucking. I got Olympic Fire Protection. I got Extinguisher Services. And then I got Keith and Marsha Albrecht this year on the car.
Plans for the off season. Are you planning on keeping the exact same car you're running right now?
So I actually just put together a new race car just a couple weeks ago. I just put my third night on it last Friday at Chateau. I'm planning on keeping that same car for next year, just trying to get it dialed in. So hopefully can get a good start on next year.
Will we see you down at Chateau for Hall of Fame night on September 13th?
Oh, yeah, I think I'll be there. I'll try to make it there for the rest of the races there.
And then 2025, you're going for the track championship in the Midwest Modified division?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go for the track championship at Chateau for sure. And I'll try making it over to Deer Creek a little more often, too.
Kobe, between the house, your new daughter, your fiancé and the wedding coming up, you got a lot going on. Brand new race car and a great attitude going into the off season and heading for 2025. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show, and can't wait to see what happens when the green flag drops in the spring for a brand new season.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait to, I mean, I know I'm kind of jumping the gun, but I'm already excited for next year and see what we can do for points-wise and try staying in the points this next year. So I think it'll be a lot of fun.
I'm excited, too. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, call 455-3524.
Flimcraft Packaging can manufacture custom protective packaging using a variety of materials to meet your specifications. Hi, this is Holly. Let our professional staff design, engineer, and manufacture a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. inserts, foam end caps, bulk foam to a variety of wood pallets and crates that can be certified for international shipping. Contact Foamcraft Packaging today, 507-455-2893, or see foamcraftpackaging.com, your one-source solution for packaging.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force load machines and develop the Ultra Force suspension software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at Weir'sMachine.com, UltraForceTech.com, and the all-new CircleTrackApp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
Rhino Ag offers a line of flex-wing mowers that gives you the durability you need from the driveway to the highway. From the TS12 Stealth, made for smaller tractors, to our heavy-duty models that are tough enough to clear brush up to 5 inches in diameter, our flex wings can mow down anything. Put Rhino Ag Flex Wings to work for you on the farm, in the orchard, or around the homestead. When it comes to getting the job done, only Rhino Ag works as hard as you do.
At Arrow Race Wheels, they put their customers first and appreciate the loyalty the racers have for the company. Arrow Race Wheels is willing to work with anyone who has a question or problem. The only way to stay on top is to listen to the people putting us there. If you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Have you noticed your car is using more oil than it used to? Do you notice a little extra smoke coming out of the tailpipe? This could be caused by normal daily driving of your car. Justice Brothers Oil Treatment reduces exhaust smoke and oil burning due to excessive engine wear, and it helps your engine run smoother, cooler, and quieter. It also helps to restore lost compression and protect against oil oxidation. Help your car and the environment. Try a can of Justice Brothers Oil Treatment today. Check out JusticeBrothers.com.
See our display at Runnings.
Welcome back to our sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Andy Altenberg from Altenberg Construction. And Andy, it is a busy time of year. Altenberg Construction was involved with the Martin County Fair, Bacon and Brew Fest, recent parades, and even the Gopher 50 collecting food donations for the Ronald McDonald House. It was great to see you over there.
Absolutely. We try to give back as much as we can and stay involved with the community that's helped us grow over the years. And the least we can do, just a big thanks and appreciation for everyone, really.
And the Gopher 50 has always been a charity event, and a lot of people come out and supported everything that was going on that day.
Yeah, it's super cool to see people that come from so far away, and just great racing. Just everything in general, it's just so good to see that.
You are also busy solving people's livestock barn issues. There is a lifespan on a slat barn floor, and when signs show up that it needs to be replaced, it's really time sensitive to get that floor fixed.
It is. The biggest thing is really pay attention to what you have, and it's not always obvious. In a deep pitted barn, we've been seeing a lot of issues with beans or lentils. People call them by different names, and that's very critical. If you don't realize what's going on, there can and will be a failure. Biggest thing is just being diligent. We'll come out and inspect them if you like, if you're not sure what you're looking at. We do have many things on YouTube as far as educational go, things like that to help individuals diagnose themselves, but we're just a phone call away to come help as well.
Again this season, Altenberg Construction has teamed up with Deer Creek Speedway to bring fans the Stock Car Nationals on Saturday, September 14th. We have witnessed some incredible stock car features this season at Mason City Motor Speedway and Fairmont Raceway. What a show those stock cars put on for the fans.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's become one of the best divisions in the IMCA division and USRA division. It's provided the most close racing as I've seen over the years. And I participated in it for many, many years, and I just love the class. You know, it's competitive. A lot of guys get along, you know, they travel. They'll show up at big sites, you know, big shows. And our goal with this show is to make it continue for now years, but decades.
I think a lot of fans listening, as well as myself, have noticed the suspension changes in the stock cars over the past few years. Seeing that front left wheel up in the air dangling is kind of a thing of the past. Now you see the right rear hiked up, driving that tire into the track surface, and the left front is down for steering capabilities.
Yep. Yeah, it's really how I seen that is a kind of a trickle-down effect. You've seen that, and the late models started doing it years and years ago. Obviously, they have a lot better suspension, a lot more options for adjustment, but there's been a lot of people and a lot of different people developing different ways to accomplish that. And I think, one, the cars drive better more than they ever have. But as most people attest to, they're even faster than they have been, even with some limitations put on them.
Not only is there a big payday for the stock cars on Saturday night, September 14th, but the USRA hobby stocks will also be on hand running for some good cash.
Yep. So they run hand in hand. They put on a very good show as well. And this year we got a little bit of a surprise for them. The hard charger is going to get a little bit of a surprise. I'm not going to let that cat out of the bag just yet, but we kind of have something in the works for both the stock cars and the hobby stocks as well. So it should be fun.
The other thing that you take pride in is the dollars to start the feature and also the pay down spread throughout the field.
Yeah, with my history of racing and stuff like that, there always used to be shows that paid $10,000 and second was $2,000. To me, that was very absurd because there was only one guy that was going to make money that night or maybe two. This way, there's a low entry fee, unlike a lot of other places that are running for even bigger money. But if you make the feature, in theory, you don't break anything. Your guy should go home with the money in his pocket at the end of the night, just to help them get down the road to the next racetrack and sustain racing in general.
If listeners can hear this interview, they are definitely an Altenburg Construction customer with locations in Louisville, Minnesota, and Ziering, Iowa. How can listeners contact you about their livestock barn floor needs?
We've got a toll-free number that's 888-435-2210. Or they can look us up on the web at altenburgconstruction.com.
Andy, look forward to seeing you at the Stock Car Nationals on Saturday night, September 14th at Deer Creek Speedway. And thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you, and hope to see you all there.
Fast Shafts is the premier manufacturer of performance drive shafts for race teams around the country. They're the title sponsor of the Fast Shafts All-Star Invitational at the IMCA Super Nationals, and also support a number of competitive series nationwide. When you need a drive shaft, rear-end parts, or yokes, purchase race-proven products from Fast Shafts, building drive shafts for 90% of the major chassis builders. Buy direct from a Fast Shaft dealer nationwide, or call 800-622-6617, or online at fastshafts.com.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa's newest exhibit for the 2024 race season will be our track tribute to Eldora Speedway inside our museum from April 1st through October 1st this year. You'll see 10 of Eldora Speedway's iconic winning race cars on display, along with videos, memorabilia, driver's uniforms, and much more from Eldora. All inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, along with 25 additional sprint cars, dirt champ cars, midgets, super modifieds, and other open wheel race cars. The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, conveniently located in Turn 2 at the world-famous Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa. So stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum the next time you're in Knoxville.
Had an accident or fender bender? Luckily, Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision are close by. The staff at Midwest Collision has years of collision repair experience under their belts. They also use state-of-the-art painting
paint, paint matching, and repair technology to get your vehicle back on the road as soon as possible, like nothing ever happened. No job is too big or too small. Midwest Collision treats each repair with the same amount of dedication. Call the professionals today at 332-2434 for all your collision repair needs. You bend them, we mend them.
We can all think back to the first time we experienced real horsepower. Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service. Whether it's that pinion-in-the-seat feeling of a big-block Chevy, the roar of a healthy 340, or the joy of a perfectly tuned flathead, here at Byers Engine Service, we service them all. Strip to street, dirt track to asphalt, or just cruising the strip. Stop by and check us out at 2915 20th Street Southeast in Rochester, or call 507-282-5586.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Racers Cole and Kyron Anderson want to provide outstanding products for their customers at Anderson Enterprises. With their new 8-color screen printer, your t-shirts, sweatshirts, tank tops, and vests will stand out from the rest. Anderson Enterprises also provides embroidery on sweatshirts, jackets, beanies, baseball caps, blankets, and more. Besides apparel, they do racing wraps, signage, window decals, commercial wraps, banners, floor decals, and magnets. Contact Anderson Enterprises in La Center today at 507-351-9244 or AndersonEnterprises.net. Set yourself apart from the rest.
Welcome back here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Zach Gerhart from Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn, Minnesota. And Zach, let's start off talking about Fairmont Raceway. Wow. I tell you what, championship night, what a great crowd, what a great field of cars, incredible racing on the track. The facility looks incredible. Drivers were talking about how awesome the track surface has been all year. You've been doing a great job preparing it for them. The food was incredible coming out of the grandstands, and the whole facility in general looks awesome. Thanks for all you do, Zach.
Thanks for having us on the show today. Yeah, I appreciate the positive feedback on the racetrack. The concession stand has been working towards getting better and better every week. We've always had good quality. We just haven't always had as fast a turnaround on service as we want. But sometimes you got to sacrifice speed for freshness of it. I'll stand by it that you won't find fresher, better tasting food at any other racetrack. Nothing will top Fairmont. Even Barry Braun had that to say, that we were top five in the nation for racetracks that he'd ever been to. So racing surface has been slick and smooth all year. That doesn't come with its own challenges. It can take a little bit of rubber if you just don't know what the car counts are. So in the modern day of running a racetrack, there's a lot of moving components. You don't know how many cars you're going to get, so it's hard to overwater before they get there. So we've got a good staff in place for that adapt and overcome as the night goes on, making adjustments as we need to. Sometimes it strings the program out a little bit, adds a half hour to the length of the show, but the racing is always top-notch because of it.
Zach, let's get back to what you do for a real job. 12 months of the year, Zach's Sales and Service.
So 11 years ago, I got into the trailer business. I'm dumb luck, I like to say. I started off with one brand of trailer. It was going to be a side deal. It was going to coincide with what we were doing here at that time. And it turned into so much more. We now feature roughly 6 brands of trailers. We typically have somewhere around 200 to 250 trailers in stock every day. We shoot to sell 2 trailers a day. And we get pretty close to that goal throughout the month, throughout the week, throughout the year. Sometimes we're over, sometimes we're under. We pride ourselves on having one of the best prices you can find on the internet. We don't sell cheap, but we sell value. So we don't play games. The price you see includes everything you see, basically. We don't have to cheat what we're doing, I guess. And we pay very close to our competition to make sure that we're staying aggressive with our price structuring and making sure that we offer it up. My wife, Leah, and I are here 6 days a week, 52 weeks a year, selling the trailers, selling the parts, selling snowplows, selling truck beds. We're very dedicated to our family-owned business.
Let's get into the utility trailers, cargo and enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and tilt trailers. If you need a trailer for anything, you have it on the lot.
Yeah, we feature H&H Flow and Aluma utility trailers. H&H offers a steel and an aluminum frame. Aluma offers an all-aluminum option. We have sizes from 8 feet to 24 feet in the utility trailer setup. We have equipment trailers, deck over trailers. So if you've got a load to haul between 1,000 pounds and 30,000 pounds, we've got a trailer to fit your needs. With an inventory of 200 trailers in stock, there's bound to be a model that you probably didn't know existed and is the perfect fit for your application.
Brands of trailers you carry, what are the benefits of those brands?
I'm very particular on the brand of trailers that I sell. I sell Mission enclosed trailers for an aluminum frame option. Specifically, I like them for their snowmobile trailers. I sell Hallmark enclosed trailers for their racetrack application. They offer a trailer that has a lot of unique features that are really nice when hauling your dirt car or asphalt car around. I sell H&H for their all-around diversity. They offer enclosed trailers, tilt bed trailers, utility trailers, and they offer them in steel and aluminum. So it gives me a lot of options with one brand. Aluma has a lot of a uniqueness to their model offering. They build a lot of things that nobody else builds. They offer a warranty that nobody else offers. And Banky trailers, I really like my Banky tube tilt trailers for agricultural and industrial or commercial use. They're a very robust trailer, and they offer something nobody else offers. They offer a 20 and a 24,000 pound bumper pull package in a tilt bed trailer. So those mini excavators and those skid loaders of yours that are pushing the weight limits of your current trailer, Banky has you covered.
You also take trade-ins, so your inventory is changing constantly. So I highly recommend people online keeping an eye on that inventory.
Sometimes I'm shocked by the way inventory moves. I don't necessarily study the analytics of how many people are on our website or the metrics of our website of how many people are looking daily. But there are people that look every afternoon, you know, they get home from work and they sit down for supper and they think they check the website. Because as fast as some of our used inventory or some of our nice clean trade-ins come in and hit the website, somebody's shooting us an email asking for photos or asking for more information on that trailer. It's something that you just don't quite understand the internet until you start seeing that firsthand from a business standpoint. But yes, our inventory changes daily. We are continually taking new loads of trailers in. We're continuing to shuffle them out. We strive to shoot two a day. If we could sell two trailers a day, we'd be very excited with that if every day sold two. Some days you sell five, some days you don't sell any.
You even carry truck beds and snow plows and salt spreaders for winter ahead.
We feature the CM truck bed lineup. A few years back, I felt that we were in a spot where we needed a parts and service manager, and I thought by adding truck beds would help get me into hiring that person. I still haven't hired that person, but we do still sell a pile of truck beds a year, and we sell somewhere around 50 snow plows a year. We feature the Boss snow plows and the Boss ice equipment, or rather ice control equipment. The Boss lineup, I think, hands down, is the best snow plow on the market. If it functions the same as everybody else's plow, it hooks up better than anybody else's plow. And having a snow plow that hooks and unhooks easier in sub-zero temperatures, I don't know why anybody would want anything other than that. The CM truck beds have a vast lineup. I think there are 40 different models of truck beds that we can order today in steel and aluminum, and they continue to improve what those beds are. They continue to come out with new cutting-edge options and variables in those beds. Easy to install. When you've done a few of them, it gets a lot easier. We have a staff that takes their time and pays attention to what they're doing when they're installing your new truck bed, and I don't think there's anybody else that matches the craftsmanship and the quality of CM and our professional installers.
Standing in your showroom and visiting with you, the amount of trailer accessories that you carry is amazing. If you need anything for your trailer, Zach Sales and Service handles it.
Yes. About a year ago, we expanded 2,500 square feet, or we added 2,500 square feet for our parts and accessory needs. We felt the industry was very underserved in the region. We stock axles, brakes, bearings, leaf springs. If your trailer needs it, if I don't have it, we can get it. The showroom is very well organized. It's set up, become very well acclimated in the trailer industry as far as what common practices are. So we know what they're using for parts. We've made those parts readily available to you as a customer. So you don't have to try to order it off of a website and guess two or three different times and continually send back the wrong stuff. So for any trailer parts you need, give us a shout. Like I say, we're here 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays 9 to 1. And we encourage you to call us for all of your trailer and snowplow needs.
Zach, the other thing that you hang your hat on is service after the sale.
I think that gets lost in a lot of the retail businesses. I think you can sell anybody anything you got, but they come back for the service. They're going to deal with your service department or your warranty department more than they're ever going to deal with the sales department. So take care of those customers in those times of need. Explain the things to them. Show them the proper way of using their trailer to avoid challenges and their snowplows or truck beds in the same aspect. But just be there for them when they need you to be there and do your best to take care of them. And I think it sets up a good base for a successful business.
Zach, what's the best way to get a hold of Zach Sales and Service?
Give us a call at 507-764-2299. Visit our website, zachstrailers.com, zacstrailers.com. Like us on Facebook at Zach Sales and Service, or just swing by. You can find us on the outskirts of Sherburn, Minnesota, right off of Interstate 90 and Highway 4. We are here 6 days a week. We do answer the phone 7 days a week. So if there's a trailer you find on the website that you want to own, give us a call. We'll discuss it in length with you anytime during the day, 7 days a week. Otherwise, just swing on by and have a conversation. We're here to meet all of your trailer needs.
Zach, thanks for all you do at Fairmont Raceway. Thanks for all you do at Zach's Sales and Service. And thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thank you, Clayne.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal, trash pickup services, and roll-off dumpsters at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Contact Shevland Enterprises today, and new customers will get 6 months for the price of four. If you prepay, call 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction also uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity to protect your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their two locations in Louisville, Minnesota or Zering, Iowa. Call 888-435-2210 or see Altenburg Construction.
Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with the local family owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts. We make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See Bulldog Coatings and N.com. Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors.
Back in 1972, when Apollo 17 was landing on the moon, we were trying to clean up our planet. Hi, this is Jim Miskin from Miskin Auto Parts. Over the past 52 years, we've been recycling tons of steel, aluminum, tires, and batteries, plus salvaged thousands of quality motors, transmissions, and parts for reuse. If you have just one vehicle to recycle, or a whole field full, contact Miskin Auto Parts at 507-684-2100 or check us out at Miskin.com. Recycle we must, and in God we trust.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Lucas, manager of the Clara City Napa Auto Parts store. And Lucas, out there in Clara City, you are surrounded by racetracks, KRA in Wilmer to the north, Fiesta City in Montevideo to the west, and Madison Speedway to the northwest. Do you get a chance to work with some of the area drivers on their trailers, parts for their hauler, or stuff for their race car when they need parts?
We
sure do. Yep, we are kind of in the heart of racing country. Actually, my coworker and I head to Montevideo and Addison almost a week. We have a driver who is currently an employee here, Justin Tam, and we always go out and watch him and wish him well at the track.
That's awesome that you guys got a racer working right there in the store.
Yeah, yep, works out good.
This month of September, in a sales flyer, listeners can save big on K&N filters and get a discount on Napa Gold filters when they purchase 5 quarts of Mobile One.
Yeah, we have a select amount of K&N filters on hand, but let us know. We can certainly get you something ordered. Actually, the first 2 weeks of September here, we're having our filter sale. So anything Napa Gold has a huge discount. So anybody who needs Napa Gold filters can stop in and let us know what they need.
And that is a tremendous time to stock up during your filter sale.
It is. It is the perfect time to stock up. And it doesn't have to be farm-related. It can be for your vehicle, for your four-wheelers, you name it. We can try and get you the right filter.
And also, now is a time to get stocked up on those Bosch lithium-ion batteries as well.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know much about lithium-ion batteries. We are kind of new to it ourselves, but they are a great product, lightweight, and now's a great time to get into them here. You can get a $25 prepaid Visa card for everyone you buy.
Farmers are in their shops and preparing for harvest. I stopped in at the Napa Auto Parts booth at the Farm Progress show last week down in Boone, Iowa, and they were stocked up on parts for making hydraulic hoses. You actually make custom hoses for ag, construction, and commercial right there in your store.
We do. Yep, we have a Gates hydraulic system in our store, and we make a variety of hoses. One thing that's been popular in our area is we actually go out and install these Gates hydraulic hose setups in people's shops, and that way you have the convenience of doing it right at home.
If people are traveling through the area and they need something, I always tell them the best place to stop and find out information is the Napa Auto Parts store. How can they find you there in Clara City?
We are at 200 Highway 7 Southeast in Clare City, or give us a call, 320-847-3777.
Lucas, thanks for all you do for your community, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Appreciate it.
Get more muscle for your money with Dixie Chopper lawnmowers. We've been handcrafting the toughest and fastest zero-turn mowers for over 40 years. Dixie Chopper offers a full line of residential, commercial, and industrial mowers to meet every customer's needs. Visit your local Dixie Chopper dealer today or visit online at DixieChopper.com.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at bpracingfuels.com. At BP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburne is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299. Or see Zach'sTrailerSales.com, where service is right in their name.
Deer Creek Speedway is going topless. No, not that kind of topless. Friday night, September 20th, and Saturday night, September 21st, join the Bonfire Bash. The race cars will be removing their tops for the first time ever at Deer Creek Speedway. It's a unique way to watch a race and see the drivers at work inside the cars. Let's go topless at Deer Creek Speedway, September 20th and 21st. See DeerCreekSpeedway.com for details.
The difference between a Hinchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hinchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hinchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety. And Hinchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit along with friendly personal service. Hinchman, why settle for anything less?
Napa!
It's time to fuel your tools with True Fuel, the only pre-mixed fuel engineered for peak performance. No mixing, no mess, just open, pour, and go. True Fuel is ethanol-free, which means your engine runs smoother, lasts longer, and starts up easier every time. Whether it's your lawnmower, chainsaw, or trimmer, True Fuel is the choice of pros who demand the best, and it's on sale now starting at just $7.49 at Napa Auto Parts. Visit NapaOnline.com to find a Napa store near you. Offer ends 9/30/24. See store for details.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.